Kylie Powers and Addie Bell have day number one of the Girls State Golf Tournament in the books after Thursday Powers hitting from Ikea Manning in a tie for fifth place as she went out and shot an 83 on the day. Bell, of course, of Glidden-Ralston. Addie finished up with a 96 on the day. She is tied for 26th place. For Powers, shot really well on the back nine yesterday, finishing up with a 38. She parred six of the nine holes on the back nine. Bell actually had her best round probably on the front nine, shooting a 47. She finished up with a couple of birdies on that front nine. Now, they're going to tee off at 8:30 this morning over at the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown for day number two of that state girls golf tournament. But again, Kylie Powers of Ikea Manning tied for fifth, Addie Bell of Glidden-Ralston in a tie for sixth place. We did have some baseball and softball last night. What a ball game at Merchants Park. The game that was supposed to be Kemper at Coon Rapids Bear, they had to flip it and play it up at Merchants Park last night due to the over 3 inches of rain at Coon Rapids had on Wednesday. And it was Kemper edging by Coon Rapids Bear 5-4. Crusaders scored 3 runs in the top half of the 7th inning, had bases loaded with 1 out. And it was Kemper able to hold on. They got out with a pair of strikeouts to end the ballgame to get that 5-4 victory. Offensively last night for Kemper, Trevor Ryo went 2-for-3 with a 2 RBI, and he stole the base as well. Cal Waniger went 1-for-4 with a 2 RBI and a run scored. For Coon Rapids Baird, Gabe Obert went 2-for-3 with a double. Cal Hayden went 2-for-4 with an RBI. Elsewhere in baseball, tough night for the Carroll boys. They went over to North Polk last night, lost 15-0 in 4 innings. North Polk scored 10 times in the 3rd inning in that. Sterling Rodman, the only base runner for the Tigers last night, he picked up a walk. Audubon shuts out Riverside 10-0 in 5 innings. Big night for Gavin Smith. He went 2-for-3 with a double, a home run, had it 3 RBI, and scored twice. Also picked up the win on the hill, going all 5 innings, giving up 3 hits and striking out 8. Evan Ault finished up at 2-for-3 with 3 RBI, and he scored it twice. Ikea Manning gets their first win of the year, knocking off Booyer Valley by a final of 7-5. Brody Blum went 1-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. Caden Berry had a nice night. He went 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored. Over to the softball diamonds. Just a couple of the games got played yesterday. It was Carroll falling to North Polk 13-3 in 5 innings. That was a 2-2 ball game heading into the 3rd inning last night. Braille Hinners had a nice night, going 2-for-3 with a double. Vanessa Ayala also went 1-for-3 with a double, an RBI, and a run scored. It was Ikea Manning falling to Booyer Valley 16-6 in 6 innings for the Wolves last night. Jessica Christensen went 1-for-2 with a run scored. Alexis Grun also went 1-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored. Clay Thompson shimmied his way to 32 points, and the Golden State Warriors advanced to their 6th NBA Finals in the past 8 seasons, beating Dallas 120-110 in Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. Thompson scored 19 points in the first half, including a 3-pointer that he punctuated with teammate Steph Curry's signature shake as the Warriors raced out to a 17-point halftime lead. Major League Baseball scoreboard yesterday in the American League. It was the Yankees over Tampa Bay 7-2. Detroit knocked off Cleveland 4-3. Kansas City edged Minnesota 3-2. Boston routed the White Sox 16-7. It was Texas over Oakland 4-1. And Toronto doubled up the Angels 6-3. In the National League, Cincinnati just beats up on the Cubs 20-5. It was Washington over Colorado 7-3. Philadelphia downed Atlanta 4-1. Milwaukee slips past St. Louis by a final of 4-3. And the Dodgers annihilate Arizona by a final of 14-1. Local sports again today. Again, day number two of the Girls Class 1A State Golf Tournament at the American Legion Golf Course over at Marshalltown, with Addie Bell of Glidden-Ralston and Kylie Powers of Ikea Manning, and Samantha Tidgren from the Kemper Girls Tennis Team. She's going to open up the Class 1A Singles State Tennis Tournament down at the University of Iowa Tennis Complex. She'll open up with Tess Payton of Fairfield in her opening round match today. High school baseball coming up for you tonight. Carroll entertains Woodward Granger. ESAC hosts Manta Northwest Webster. Audubon's at Trainer. Ikea Manning visits Tri-Center. Arweva will host Glidden-Ralston. Coon Rapids Bears at Booyer Valley. And South Central Calhoun goes to Pocahontas area. In softball, Audubon's at Trainer. Ikea Manning travels to Tri-Center. Arweva hosts Glidden-Ralston. Coon Rapids Bears at Booyer Valley. South Central Calhoun travels to Pocahontas area. And Kemper will entertain ESAC County. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.